I didn't have any in-depth discussion about what is the Daphne and what can it do for you. The way I saw this routine was the fact that it would give me more flexibility. I wouldn't have to think as much about what I was going to be eating. Whereas previously I'd had to think, well, okay, if I do my injection in the morning, what will I be having for my lunch? In other words, how much insulin do I need to do? Whereas now I was going to be able to think, either I'm doing my injection, I'm going to eat this, or I'd eat something and then do my injection, because it was that bit more flexible.
So what happened? You went along to a clinic and said, I want to change my regime.
Yeah, I just went to one of my 6 monthly checkups. Over the last sort of 3 to 5 years, I've been going either every 6 or every 12 months. I can't quite remember which. It sort of varies slightly. So I just decided I wanted to change. So I said to them, look, you know, you've talked to me before about this regime. I'm ready to try it. Because previously, I suppose I was just scared of the change because nothing had happened to make me need to change. Whereas I just decided I wanted more flexibility. So they just said, fine, let's have a chat about it. The doctor explained a little bit about it to me. And then I think I had to book an appointment with the nurse for her to sort of show me exactly how it worked. And then I was given, and again, that was a good situation because she was very supportive. She gave me a mobile number. And, you know, she said to me, let me know if things are particularly high or low in terms of your blood sugars so that we can monitor it and check that we are doing the right levels with you.
And can you remember the existence of training courses being mentioned?
Certainly it wasn't mentioned. And ironically, considering I work in a world where training and development is what I do or with what I sell, I didn't even ask the question. I just, I suppose, subconsciously must have assumed if there was a training course, it would be mentioned to me. But I never thought to clarify it, which is quite an interesting one for me.
Can you clarify in what way you sometimes find this new regime too flexible?
Well, yeah, I mean, flexible might not be the right word. But I suppose now, knowing that I can, I mean, historically, I would eat what I wanted and I would do slightly more insulin if I was going to eat more, which other people were less. I know from talking to the doctor that I was more flexible in my previous regime than most people. But my view of the world has always just been that, well, I'm not going to let diabetes rule me. So if I want to eat something, I'm going to eat it, rightly or wrongly. You know, if you want to be really cynical, yes, I could get an amputated leg in 10 years' time. Well, I suppose I've just subconsciously knocked that out of my head and not worried about it too much. But I've always done more insulin because my view was that people who are normal like you probably are, if you have something to eat, you produce insulin to cover it. Now, for me, I sort of thought, well, therefore, if I'm going to eat a cake, I'll do more insulin to hopefully cover it. And I might not always get it right all of the time, but I was trying to adapt accordingly. So the new regime wasn't any different in my head for that point because I'd always been reasonably flexible. It just meant I could be flexible at the appropriate time. But I suppose, I don't know. Maybe, I think I've just seemed to have recently got into a bit of a habit where I do more insulin than perhaps I should be doing. Because I always sort of think, oh, I might want to eat a bit more. Whereas I should just be strict with, maybe I'm not as strict with myself as I should be.